The Alaska Department of Fish and Game tries to open herring sacro fisheries when the fish are ripest with roe, and they mass together along the beaches to spawn. This year, the first signs of spawning happen more than a week earlier than in the past several seasons at Hobart and Seymour, and once it started, it went fast. Biologist Troy Tinas managed the Hobart fishery, which is located off the mainland coast north of Petersburg.
Yeah, it was very quick and hectic fishery there this year, to say the least, actually between both fisheries, Hobart and Seymour.
After the department puts a herring fishery on notice, the fleet often has to wait several days, sometimes more than a week on the grounds before fishing can actually start. Not so this year. After the department and industry observed increased herring activity on the 21st, the department announced it was putting Hobart on notice as of noon the following day. With more signs that the fish were spawning, Tinas opened the fishery at 9:30 on the morning of April 23rd. Catch rates were good, and it closed 12 hours later that night.
We were getting close enough to the quota, but not quite there where we felt that at night with typically catch rates greatly increase at night, and we also felt that we couldn't really adequately survey the fleet and felt we posed a risk of greatly exceeding the GHL. So we closed it down for the night and thought we'd reassess it in the morning, and we did do that.
They had another 4 hours to fish in the morning, but it didn't yield much more herring as the schools had dispersed. Overall, Tinas thought things went well at Hobart. He estimates the 45 boats there caught a total of about 305 tons, just 12% below the guideline harvest level. Gillnetters had little time to relax before Fish and Game opened the next fishery that same evening at nearby Seymour Canal off southern Admiralty Island. Juneau area biologist Kevin Monagle says the fleet had some of the best catch rates he's seen, and he closed the fishery after 9 hours. Monagle says the herring spawned at both Hobart and Seymour were uncharacteristically quick this year.
For example, in Seymour Canal, in recent years, the main spawn event has been typically a 2 to 3 day event. This year, the main event was basically when we opened the fishery, and maybe a little bit prior to that. In some ways, it might have been nice to have opened even a little earlier, but we had one day of really good intense spawning with some good mileage, and that was it.
Monagle estimates the total catch at Seymour was about 737 tons, roughly 12% over the guideline harvest level. The average price per ton at Seymour and Hobart was not immediately available, but gillnet herring often goes for as much or more than seine caught. Seiners reportedly received an initial price of $550 a ton at Sitka earlier this spring. Herring management is high pressure, open too early, and the herring are not as valuable or easy to catch. Open too late, and they might spawn out and disperse. Leave it open too long, and you might catch too much. Cut it short, and you may not get close to the quota or guideline harvest level. It all happens in a matter of days or hours. Icicle Seafood's fleet manager Randy Lantine calls the fishery a success this year. He credits the department for making the quick decision at Seymour.
As soon as Hobart was over, everyone went across Stevens Pass to Seymour, and we were seeing a pretty active spawn, so Fish and Game had to react quickly to make sure we didn't miss out on the fish. So they actually opened the fishery up at 9:30. It had been on 12-hour notice, and then after 12 hours is usually a two-hour period, so that would have gotten the fishery open at 1 o'clock in the morning. But Fish and Game reacted to the amount of spawn and actually opened it earlier, just, you know, they were afraid that we may miss the fishery. So it was a good call on Fish and Game's part to do that, and they are allowed to do that.
Lantine says his company saw roe percentages of 12 to 14%, which is good quality fish. After the herring fisheries take place, Fish and Game monitors the amount of spawn by air and later by dive surveys, which the department uses to figure out stock strength and future harvest levels. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.